What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am really excited for this guest episode. This is a fellow New Englander that I've been wanting to work with for a while, and her name is Angela Ferrari. Is it Ferrari like the car?
It is. I've heard a lot of jokes about that, too.
Nothing from me. I only just would have wanted your last name a lot as a kid. It's super cool. Angela Ferrari is the host of Story Spectacular, which is as spectacular as the title implies. I encourage you to check it out.
And, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on my show. You don't mind sticking around after the story to tell us more about Story Spectacular?
Oh, of course. I'd be happy to.
Awesome, awesome. So we are going to start with our first question. And folks at home, I fielded this question out to many of my listeners who are on our private Facebook group to try to figure out if the name was Casey or Pacey. I am sorry, Casey or Pacey, if I am saying your name wrong. I guess I am, no matter what. But here is your question.
I am 7 years old and I am from Sacramento, California. And I want to know what if Barbie Robot delivered pizza.
All right, thank you so much for your question. What if Bobby Robot delivered pizza? And again, if I'm mishearing any of this, I apologize sincerely, but you know that I am trying to give you an awesome story no matter what. And we have one more question from Miley.
Hello, my name is Miley, and I was hoping a bunny can turn into a robot.
What if?
What if a bunny can turn into a robot?
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Miley, for that question.
Yeah, I love the idea of a robot.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, it sounds like we already have the seed of a very cool story. This is actually an old time what if story about the tortoise bot and the hare bot. Have you ever, or the rabbot more specifically, have you heard this one before, Angela?
I have, but every time I hear it, something surprises me.
All right. Well, let's find out what if Bobby Robot delivered pizza and what if a bunny could turn into a robot. Bobby Robot and Miley Rabbot had just been hired by How Variety's Pizza Party to be pizza make-liverers. They have to make and deliver the pizzas.
We make the pizzas and deliver them, Havarotti?
So how does it work, Havarotti?
I sing and sing and sing, and I will never stop until you buy my pizza.
Sounds delicious.
And then you deliver it. I don't know if he's ever not sung anything like that before.
I think singing and pizza go great together.
Now, Miley was very excited to be one of the latest pizza make-liverers of What If World. And Bobby Robot, well, it's kind of hard to tell with a giant robot tortoise. He plodded slowly along after they left Hal Varadi's office.
Golly, Bobby Turtlebot, you move awfully slow. Do you want help delivering pizza?
Oh, I can deliver more than you think.
But how are you ever going to get them delivered without them getting cold?
Ho, 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 ho. I'll give you a race and prove how fast I can deliver pizzas.
Okay, Bobby Turtlebot, you're on.
And she hopped ahead of him. She'd already left him about a mile in the dust. When she got to the store, she bought up all the freshest ingredients and all the nicest bricks for her brick oven pizza, and even all the best wood to fire it.
Oh, Bunny, I can't wait to make some perfect pizzas.
By the time Bobby Robot showed up to the store, she'd already built her brick oven, and she was already working on her first pizzas.
I think I'm gonna win, Bobby Turtlebot.
Oh, it won't matter. I'll win in the end. I know how this story goes.
She was already cooking the most delicious-looking pizzas right outside her little bunny hut on a very hot day. When Bobby passed her by, he was dragging not beautiful, fresh ingredients, but a big old bag of plain beefsteak tomatoes and another bigger, wetter bag of sloppy-looking dough, and he had a giant wheel of old cheese balanced on his back.
Golly, Bobby, those ingredients aren't very exciting.
I think they'll do the trick. I know how this story goes.
And he just kept dragging his ingredients until he was just past her brick oven pizza, which had just, ding, finished baking its first three pizzas.
I think they're ready.
Miley took off like a shot, and before you know it, she was right in front of Randall Radbot's house.
Enjoy this Bolteroni pizza, Randall Robot.
Oh, whoa, Miley, you're like the friendliest make-liverer of pizzas I've ever met.
My pleasure, just doing my robot bunny job.
And next, she hopped over to Lola Rabbit's house. Hi, where's my pizza? Do you have a pizza? Woo, you're like kind of bunny like me, but you're metal bunny. Do you turn into a normal bunny, or are you always a metal bunny?
I'm always a metal bunny, and I'm always on time with pizza.
Would you have my carrot supreme?
I sure do. A carrot supreme for my bunny buddy.
You are so lovely. Thank you very, 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 very. And finally, she got to Petey the Pirate's ship, and she gave a knock. But when she knocked, boom, 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 it sounded like cannon fire.
Huh, that's weird.
Yer, ye have an awfully big knock for a little bunny bot.
Oh, that knock wasn't me. I thought it was cannon coming from your pirate ship.
Oh, these cannons are decommissioned. I think there are a bunch of owls sleeping in them these days.
Weird. I wonder where that sound was coming from.
She hopped back lickety-split to her brick oven right outside her house to see Bobby Robot eating his ingredients.
Yikes, Bobby! You're eating all your phone food!
I sure am.
How are you gonna make pizzas if you eat all the ingredients?
Oh, don't worry. I know how this story goes.
Well, Miley didn't have any time to worry. There were three more pizza make liveries to be performed right away. She was getting tired, but she whipped up those pizzas as fast as she could. Oh, and it was such a hot day. Holding hot pizzas right by your head and hopping all over What If World with them, she was really dragging her bunny feet.
Phew, I'm feeling a little overheated. But if I stop and rest, Bobby Turtlebot is surely going to win. So I must keep going and going and going.
And she kept going like she was never gonna run out of energy. She first got to Fred the Dog's little doghouse. Oh, hi, Miley.
Hi, Fred. I hope you enjoyed this fantastic crust pizza.
Oh, that's a stick crust pizza. I get you're funny. I like you.
I like you too, Fred. Enjoy.
And she was off to Fairalise's little thimble house in the clouds. She had to jump super high to get there, and she used up a lot of her spare robot energy.
Phew! Bon appetit, Fairalise! I have a Neosmolitan pizza for you!
Oh, you are so lovely. You look a little hot in this sun. Are you getting enough rest?
I am feeling awfully tired, but these pizzas aren't gonna deliver themselves, so I must keep going.
And down she hopped out of the clouds, leaving Fairalise to smile and wave. Oh, then she had to get all the way to the cold mountains. And when she got to the icy fortress of the Snowcaemon, ding
boom,
dong.
Boom.
Why did it sound just like those cannon shots? The door slowly creaked open, and she looked up to see a massive ice dragon.
Whoa!
Snarizard?
Hi, Snokemon. Have fun chilling with this cold zone pizza.
Pika Snoo.
And she left Pikasnu and Snarizard with their delicious cold zones and jumped back to her house just as the sun was beginning to set. It looked like Bobby was still eating pizza ingredients. They were more than halfway gone. He had never left.
What? I definitely beat Bobby Turtlebot. I didn't fall asleep, so I must win.
She leapt for joy.
Hip hop hooray! What?
She turned around to see that Bobby Robot had stretched out his long tortoise neck and was firing boxed pizzas from it like it was a cannon. His robo shell had also opened up. It was a massive mechanical brick oven pizza. And there was a whole factory of pizzas he'd been shooting off in every direction all day long.
Oh no, Bobby Turtlebot definitely beat me.
Yep, I told you.
Aww.
I know how this story goes.
Hey, what gives?
I think I need a refund.
Mine tastes like turtle spit.
My pizza tastes like it's been dragged through the dirt.
Mine's still on fire.
There was a horde of angry customers marching towards Bobby Robot. Suddenly, Halvarati flew in with his massive red cape, swirling it about dramatically.
No, 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 refunds. No, 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 refunds. No, 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 refunds. No refunds.
No refunds? You literally blasted a pizza through my observatorium.
Hmm, I think I have an idea.
What?
What if you and I team up? We can make perfect pizzas together and deliver them really fast with your turtle cannon.
Oh, and also, maybe I should turn the fire rockets just a bit down.
Yeah, those were looking extra crispy.
And so everyone put down their flaming bricks of pizzas, and Miley Rabot and Bobby Robot set about making fresh fired pizzas as fast as ever.
When the pizza hits your eye and it isn't on fire, that's a good for business.
The end. Oh man, Angela, that was so much fun.
That episode is making me really hungry. I'm definitely going to have a pizza after this.
Oh man, oh yes, of course. We're on different coasts, so it's like 8:30 in the morning. And I'm still like, you know what? It's not too early for pizza. Angela, thank you. It's just always so lovely to have a new voice on my show, especially when it's someone who's really talented and has done so much work with kids. And I really admire, she's made like almost as many episodes as I have. And yet, how long has Story Spectacular been around? Can you tell us about the show?
Yeah, so I launched it October of 2017. So it hasn't even been a year yet. And we have 72 episodes completed.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it. This is like all consuming for me to get one story out a week. Please tell us all about Story Spectacular.
Yeah, I'm a busy bunny just like Miley. So if you really love listening to stories and songs and jokes, you can join me and listen along to Story Spectacular wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. That's awesome. I also have to give a little sneak peek. This is a robot heavy story, and there's a reason we added on a different robot question. Do you want to give them the surprise?
It's a great surprise. Mr. Eric is going to be on my show in the upcoming season 2 of Story Spectacular. We have a really exciting collaboration in the works about a robot talent show, and I can't wait for you all to hear it.
Yeah! And there might be a robot from this show that crosses over to the world of Story Spectacular.
Well, Mr. Eric, that sounds like super beep boop and cool. What robot do you mean?
I don't know, Randall Radbot. Maybe we'll just have to wait and see.
Aw, man. Beep boop brutal.
Okay, well, bye, Randall Radbot. Thanks for randomly popping by. I don't know what that was about. Angela, thank you again so much. This was like so fun and easy, and the best stories always feel that way when you're telling them with another great storyteller.
Oh my gosh, I love getting to be part of this story today. It was so much fun. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, bye, Angela. Thank you.
Bye.
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who work to add your own personal touch to everything that you do. It helps you make real connections, and I mean, I think it just makes things more enjoyable. What's something pretty normal you've done recently, but you did it in your own special way? Think about it, and until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.